This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The teen driver that authorities say hit and killed a student outside of Doherty High School set to face charges. Colorado Springs police say the driver charged with careless driving resulting in death following the crash that took the life of 17-year-old Georgia Tracciola, a foreign exchange student from Italy. The teen allegedly ran a red light and hit Tracciola as she was crossing Barnes on her way to Doherty High School last Wednesday. That driver not being identified, though, due to their age. The victim in a deadly shooting in Colorado Springs has been identified as a soldier stationed at Fort Carson. The El Paso County Coroner's Office says 23-year-old Braden Peltier was shot and killed in the 2700 block of Palmer Park Boulevard early Sunday morning. Investigators say that Peltier was at an unauthorized after-hours club at the time of the shooting. His death now marks the fourth homicide investigation in Colorado Springs this year. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says they are still investigating a deadly shooting that took place last month in Falcon. The Sheriff's Office providing that update yesterday, saying that multiple witnesses are now refusing to cooperate, which has slowed their investigation. Two young people died after that shooting on Point Reyes Drive in the Meridian Ranch subdivision. No arrests have been announced. Colorado Springs police have announced the arrest of three individuals in connection with a motor vehicle theft investigation. Those arrests taking place yesterday morning. Jonathan Ikes, William Bastillo, and Katie Thomas taken into custody following an extensive surveillance operation. The suspects were driving two separate stolen vehicles when SWAT team members used their vehicles to hold the suspects in place. When the suspects refused to surrender, chemical munitions were used, encouraging them to comply. The suspects were arrested with minor injuries. The investigation has cleared 17 motor vehicle theft cases and is expected to yield additional vehicle recoveries in the near future. Springs police also announcing the arrest of a trio of juveniles in connection with a string of burglaries and vehicle thefts as well. The suspects are accused of stealing primarily Kia and Hyundai vehicles back in February, then using them to commit burglaries, including one at a firearms store in El Paso County, which several guns and ammunition were stolen. After issuing the arrest warrants, the Springs police as well as the El Paso County tactical units executed the search warrants at each of the suspects' home addresses, and the suspects all taken into custody without issue. Several firearms were recovered. All three juveniles are charged with multiple counts of burglary and motor vehicle theft. Their names are being withheld due to their ages. The tragedy in Nashville, Tennessee, where a former student is accused of killing six people in a shooting at the Covenant School, a private Christian school, and is hitting one Southern Colorado family hard. Among the victims, 9-year-old Haley Scuggs, the niece of the Arnold family who owns the Little Canyon Inn in Canyon City. The Arnold family now returning to Nashville to be with their family. Monday evening, the family posted a statement via the Inn's Facebook page asking for grace during this difficult time. Club Q shooting hero Richard Fierro now being honored and recognized with the Congressional Medal of Honor Society. KRDO's Josh Helmuth has more on that.
Fierro was recently given the Single Act of Heroism Award for what the organization says was, quote, exemplary service by going above and beyond the call of duty to aid others. Fierro is credited with stopping the gunman that opened fire in the nightclub last November, killing five people, injuring more than a dozen others. The society said Fierro's courage reflects great credit upon himself, his family, and the state of Colorado. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Governor Jared Polis is looking to create more affordable housing across Colorado's larger metropolitan areas. One way he's looking to do so is by loosening zoning regulations. He says the More Housing Now bill is a key step forward.
Legalizing the building of the most affordable housing types of homes and creating options for property owners, empowering homeowners to be part of the solution.
Earlier this week, Polis announced a bill saying that if passed, it would allow for denser housing projects to be built, like multiplexes, townhomes, and accessory dwelling units anywhere in Colorado Springs, Fountain, and Pueblo. These types of buildings are currently only allowed in certain areas. Polis's proposal comes as Coloradans are still looking for solutions to the affordable housing crisis. It's believed that 1 in 7 Coloradans are currently paying over 50% of their income when it comes to housing costs. That bill has yet to be assigned to a committee for further discussion. And Colorado senators want to add $85 million in spending to the next state budget. Senators offered 50 amendments to the budget during discussions earlier in the week, adopting 17 of them. Among the amendments offered was a payment of over $30 million to the Public Employees Retirement Association. A group of amendments would also add $35 million to the Department of Public Safety's Crime Victim Grant Program. The amendments face a final vote in the Senate today before heading to a joint budget committee. The House will discuss those amendments and take the budget next week.
Comfortable out the door, where we should be for this time of the year. 20s and 30s are expected. Few clouds in the sky. Winds really ramp up for the day today. 63, the expected high in the spring. 72 in Pueblo. Winds 30, 40 miles per hour with gusts upwards 60 to 65 miles per hour. This does include the entire portion of southern Colorado. We will also be contending with high fire danger, and it's a rinse and repeat for the day tomorrow. Please practice extreme fire caution. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.